coming up on KUCB News. September is Suicide Prevention Month, and Governor Bill Walker announces his opposition to Trump's pick for the Supreme Court. Stay tuned.
Programming on KUCB is made possible by Redfish Electronics. Located in the airport cargo building, Redfish sells computers, Androids, iPhones, iPads, televisions, headphones, and unlocked phones. Business hours can be obtained by calling 359-2205.
Redfish, we got stuff.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Laura Craigle with some local news on Monday, September 24th, 2018. The U.S. Coast Guard rescued an injured crewman Saturday from a bulk carrier traveling past the Aleutian Islands. Officials say the Everliving was about 600 miles southeast of Unalaska when the 28-year-old man burned himself while working on the ship's incinerator. The carrier headed toward the island to meet a Dolphin helicopter crew dispatched from Air Station Kodiak. Responders transported the man to Anchorage for emergency medical care. The incident marks the region's third medevac in less than 2 weeks. The Coast Guard has recently helped another bulk carrier crewman near Unalaska who suffered from stroke symptoms, as well as an injured diver near False Pass. Governor Bill Walker and Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott have announced that they oppose the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court. Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin has more on their joint statement released Thursday.
Walker and Mallott cited Kavanaugh's record or presumed positions on health care, labor law, and laws important to Alaska Natives. And they pointed out violence against women in Alaska is an epidemic. They referred to the sexual assault allegation against Kavanaugh and said they couldn't condone his confirmation while so many questions remain unanswered. Governors, of course, have no direct say in confirming Supreme Court justices, but the announcement adds heft to the Kavanaugh opposition in Alaska, and Kavanaugh's detractors hope it will influence Senator Lisa Murkowski, a key Republican swing vote. Murkowski and Senator Dan Sullivan spoke to Kavanaugh after the Alaska Federation of Natives raised concerns about him. Both senators say they're convinced Kavanaugh does not intend to undermine the legal status of Alaska Natives or the laws and programs that help them. Walker, an independent, and Mallott, a Democrat, are running for re-election, but this announcement came from their state offices, not their campaign. Democratic challenger Mark Begich previously announced his opposition to Kavanaugh. Republican candidate Mike Dunleavy announced his support for Kavanaugh in July. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.
The Association of Village Council Presidents has also joined Walker, Mallott, and the Alaska Federation of Natives in opposing Kavanaugh's confirmation to the High Court. The tribal group's executive board sent a letter to Senator Murkowski last week stating their solidarity with AFN. Alaska Native groups have historically supported Murkowski, who is seen as a key Republican swing vote in the Senate. Currently, the confirmation process is on hold while the Senate Judiciary Committee prepares to investigate allegations made by a California professor who has said Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her while they were high school students in the 1980s. Kavanaugh has denied the allegations. September is National Suicide Prevention Month. It's a hard subject to talk about, but mental health providers say awareness can help. Alaska has one of the highest suicide rates in the country, and one community that's particularly affected has been Mountain Village in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. As in many villages, the first responder is usually a village or tribal police officer who often receives little training or support. KYUK's Teresa Kotsarillas rode along with one VPO whose dedication and quick thinking has helped to keep her neighbors alive. A warning, this report may be disturbing for some listeners. It lasts about 5 minutes.
It's Friday night in Mountain Village, and Village Police Officer Anna Bill is trying to stay awake.
And it's only starting. And I'm on 1 hour of sleep.
Anna's a potty-mouthed mother of four who's been a VPO for a little under a year. Last night, she received 39 calls in about 4 hours. We were just sitting down to a family potluck when she got a call about another assault, and we're not wasting any time getting there. Anna and another VPO walk briskly into a small house. After a while, Anna jogs back out and gets on her phone.
We'll get her to the clinic, okay?
The woman inside has tried to kill herself.
She's gonna be okay.
Within minutes, a group of city employees veer into the front yard on four-wheelers. Mountain Village's city manager runs into the house. They need help carrying the woman out. The woman's fighting them, but Anna and the others manage to haul her into the back of a battered pickup with a broken door. That's the closest thing Mountain Village has to an ambulance.
Are you guys ready?
A few men jump in the back of the pickup to hold the woman down and keep her from rolling out the back. Anna swerves down the hill towards Mountain Village's small health clinic.
This makes 54 different people.
54 people in the last 7 months. About 850 people live in Mountain Village, and according to the city's police records, between 5 and 7% of them have attempted suicide in the past year. Anna has helped save them all. She's responded to as many as 3 suicide attempts a day. She's cut several people down who've tried to hang themselves. Anna never thought that she'd be doing this. As a teenager in Mountain Village, she actually threw eggs at one of the village's old VPOs, along with a few girlfriends she still refuses to rat out. She was that kid. So when a former VPO offered Anna the job, she prayed on it. Then she put in her application and got to work the same day.
At 5 o'clock that evening, I got sworn in and my shift started at midnight.
Anna didn't receive any training in suicide response or in anything else. She doesn't have a uniform and didn't have any handcuffs until a trooper lent her some. She's also miserably paid.
Who wants to risk their life for $13 an hour? Me!
She actually makes about $15 an hour now. Anna used to work in behavioral health, but when it comes to responding to suicide attempts, she's mostly taught herself by listening back to old calls.
There's some signs I wish that I could have noticed on some suicide calls. You can't blame yourself for it. But it's really hard not to do.
Anna keeps a bullet on her desk. It's a round from the shotgun that was used in the first suicide attempt she responded to. She talked the man down, but kept the bullet as a reminder that things can go bad quickly. She tells the growing number of people she's helped save that they can call or text her at any time.
It's a bond that a normal person wouldn't be able to see. An invisible connection, I should say. It's like a connection from me to the next person and the next person. It's like a chain reaction. And it's just, you know, I'll look at them and they'll look at me and I'll know, you know, they'll just nod and I'll know that they're okay.
The woman who tried to kill herself is safe in Mountain Village's clinic. Anna's running an errand when the phone rings.
Mountain Village Police Department. Okay, bye. Oh, we got another suicide attempt.
The call's from the same house we visited earlier. This time, it's the woman's brother. He's upset, but he hasn't tried to hurt himself. His family was afraid he would. He's calm, eating dinner. They talk for a while, and then Anna gets back in the car. She says the brother struggles with alcohol, and she's had to arrest him several times. He's actually taken a swing at her before. This is progress.
What? I'm tired.
By the time we get home, Anna's exhausted. Her boyfriend, Ivan, fixes her some food.
Every time I deal with any kind of suicide attempts, I'll have no energy. I'll feel really sick. You know, it takes a lot out of me. I attempted suicide when I was young. I tried to take a handful of pills and survived.
That was when Anna was 16. She says she woke up in Bethel's hospital thinking about her family. She says the experience makes her better at dealing with people on these calls.
I talk to a lot of these kids and I tell them, you know, I've been there. I felt what you felt. I've been through it and I did it before, but look, I'm here and now I'm trying to make a difference.
And on Anna's watch, among all of these attempts, no one has died from suicide. In Mountain Village, I'm Teresa Kotsarilis.
That story was part one of a four-part series on suicide and treatment in Mountain Village. Part two will air tomorrow. If you or one of your loved ones is struggling with suicidal thoughts, please call the Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-8255. This week, Unalaskans Against Sexual Assault and Family Violence is also hosting its annual Make a Difference Dinner for suicide prevention and awareness. The free community event is billed as an evening of sharing and inspiration. It starts Thursday at 6 p.m. at the high school. And that's the news from Unalaska. I'm Laura Craigle, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org, and please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts.